Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A gentle breeze is making its way through Haifa, offering a comfortable evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Saudi Arabia intercepted ballistic missiles targeting its southern region. Houthi forces aimed at Abha Airport and two air bases earlier this hour. Also, the Times of Israel notes the European Union launched a $1 billion aid initiative for Gaza. They urged the disarmament of Hamas as part of the agreement made with Israeli authorities earlier today. Also this hour, IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir warns a draft exemption bill could damage trust among Israeli soldiers. I-24 News reports he urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to halt the legislation. Separately, the Forward covers REP. Ro Khanna's claim that armed settlers detained him in the West Bank. However, the IDF disputes this account. And finally, JTA highlights the Church of England's decision to study a Palestinian Christian document. This text accuses Israel of genocide, raising concerns from the chief rabbi about interfaith relations. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Saudi air defenses engaged missiles fired from Houthi-held areas. This follows strikes on Sana'a Airport earlier today. Visegrad 24 reports the Houthis have launched missiles and drones toward Saudi Arabia. An area near King Khalid Air Base was hit. Eyal Yacobi commented recently on Tucker Carlson's remarks about Representative Ro Khanna. Carlson humorously suggested that Khanna's experience in a restricted zone would cause a revolution. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Houthi missile attacks. Earlier today, Saudi Arabia reported intercepting missiles aimed at Abha Airport and nearby air bases. Ynet notes, these incidents underline the ongoing regional tensions. The strikes come after Saudi forces targeted Sana'a Airport this morning. Such events continue to threaten civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to the EU's aid initiative for Gaza, The Times of Israel describes how the European Commissioner and Israeli authorities reached an agreement on significant waste and water management projects. This development marks an effort to improve living conditions in Gaza. However, the EU's call for Hamas disarmament remains a contentious issue. Meanwhile, the draft exemption bill stirs controversy in Israel. According to I-24 News, IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen Zamir expressed concerns over the proposed bill's impact on military equality and manpower. If passed, it could deepen societal divisions and strain the IDF's operational capacity. On the diplomatic front, Reprab Ro Khanna's claim of being detained by settlers prompts a strong response. The Forward reports that Khanna, eyeing a 2028 presidential run, shared his experience, while the IDF disputes the details. Such incidents could affect U.S.-Israel relations, especially amid rising tensions in the region. Finally, from JTA, the Church of England's decision to examine a controversial document could strain Christian-Jewish relations. The chief rabbi warns it may undermine decades of dialogue. This development highlights the delicate balance in interfaith efforts. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Israel boasts the world's densest AI talent pool. However, infrastructure gaps hinder its full potential. Bank of America places Israel in the next tier of AI economies, emphasizing the need for improved energy and data centers. Separately, CTEC announces Net Zero Ventures' appointment of Avinom Rubinstein as a venture partner. His deep tech expertise will steer investments in AI and energy infrastructure. This move signals growing interest in sustainable technology. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that tensions in the Gulf have pushed oil prices to $75 a barrel. This escalation has turned markets red, affecting contracts in New York and the dollar's performance in Tel Aviv. The situation underscores the fragile state of global energy markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.